You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And it's time for Senior Moments now.
This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440. Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
And this morning, we're happy to welcome into the show Maya Redhorse from Mentis. She is the clinical director there. Maya, welcome back to Senior Moments.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
You bet. We're going to talk some today about isolation. And I'd have to say that over the weeks of doing the Senior Moments program, this comes up a lot. This is a big issue, right?
Absolutely. I think isolation pre-pandemic was a concern for a lot of our older adults. And then you throw in a pandemic and some of the wildfires that Napa experienced, and it only increased it exponentially. And we're seeing a big impact in our populations mm-hmm. around feeling isolated.
How does that manifest? I mean, a lot of older people are kind of, become quiet over time. And many people have an attitude of, I don't want to be a complainer. So how do you find out in your field and among the work when people are experiencing this?
Yeah, it really boils down to this overwhelming sense of depression and anxiety that starts to come out in individuals who don't have that outlet, that social connection. As human beings, we're very, very social creatures, and that doesn't stop as we age. But the ability or the willingness to reach out and seek that connection or that help when we have reached a mental health issue, is a barrier for older adults. And so we really rely on our community partners, our caregivers, and then also our outreach activities to engage our seniors in awareness around mental health issues and hopefully get them to the right level of care to make them feel more connected.
Hmm. Mentis has a prevention program, and you also have an intergenerational program. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, so Mentis operates on a spectrum of care. We would provide the traditional mental health services to people ages 5 all the way up to end of life. And then we also have added on our prevention program, which is an early intervention type of events where we get to provide services to a majority of people, so really anyone in the community who wants to attend. And part of that prevention program is this pilot that we're starting, which is an intergenerational program called Bridging the Years. So as I talked about earlier, we see an increase in isolation and sense of loneliness with our older adults, but there's another population and generation that's experiencing the same thing, and that's our teenagers. So they're at a developmental milestone where they really thrive off of being around friends, connecting, testing out who they are as individuals, and that's been a huge setback for our teens with the pandemic as well. So we got to thinking and we were saying, okay, well, what would it be like if we were able to bridge the years and bring those two generations together to facilitate some connection? And that's what we've done. So we're pairing teens with some older adults. We've partnered with Rolfe's Manor, who've been gracious enough to try and find some older adults who are excited to be a part of it, and our Teens Connect and Teens Council teams who have volunteered to take a part in this, and hopefully bring some connection to both age groups. So we're really excited about the pilot that's going to be rolling out here in a couple of weeks.
Now, how do you choose teens that are the right ones to be connected this way?
Well, what I would say is any teen who is interested in connecting with a senior is probably the right teen. They are really unique individuals who give to their community, volunteer their time, and these these 10 teens are super excited about making a new friend, basically. It's not a mentorship. It's really meant to be a mutually beneficial relationship. And they're just lovely, lovely teens.
Yeah, that's terrific. There's been, you know, such a headlong race of change in terms of technology, and some people, as they get older, find it harder to keep up with that. And that's another isolation aspect. You know, we've often seen the story. Hopefully, it's less common now than it has been. But you know, we could connect with grandma on a FaceTime, but you know, grandma doesn't have an iPhone. Grandma wouldn't know how to, you know, answer it if she did. That kind of a problem. Is there a technology connection with younger folks working with older folks?
You know, right now what we're doing is going to be telephone based for that reason.
Okay.
So there'll be telephone calls in order to best break down any barriers to that connection. And when we are able to safely come together in a better way, we would love to see some of that connection happen either in person, or what we have seen happen with our teens too at other pilot projects and before the pandemic was that teens would go in and teach our older adults about how to use technology, how to download their favorite songs onto their phone, or how to sign on to Zoom. And I think those are all things that we could definitely see happening as we're more safely able to come together.
That sounds good. Another program that you have is called Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. So Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging really came out of the need to provide services to our older adults. So what we know in Napa is that it's the fastest growing population, people over the age of 60, and about 20% of our clients that we serve are in that age bracket. And so we developed Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging as a way to have specialized intervention for our aging population. And that has been very successful. And we operate on a three-pillar approach. So one is that traditional therapeutic intervention for our seniors. And then we also, what people don't always know, is we highlight and are able to provide services to the caregivers of our seniors. So whether that be a spouse or a family member or a paraprofessional who helps our seniors and they're struggling with maybe some of their own stuff in order to provide excellent care to the person, their loved one or person that they're providing care to, we will provide therapeutic interventions for them as well. And then we do the prevention side, and that's what we've broken into with the Bridging the Years pilot and starting to move in that direction as well.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Maya Redhorse from Mentis in the Senior Moments program today. Maya is a licensed professional counselor, I should say, has a Master of Arts in Clinical Counseling from University of Northern Colorado. And what led you into this field?
I always talk about my two grandmothers. So one, my mother's mother, my maternal grandmother, was a sociologist. So this interest in human behavior and community and society. And then my father's mother, my paternal grandmother, was an emergency room nurse. So I think I've always just been so invested in service and in my community. And it really took the form in mental health. And I've spent my career doing various things in community mental health and giving back to the community and the people that live in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm always wondering this. This comes up a lot for me when we're talking about issues for aging population. What could we learn, or are we different, maybe is another way to put it, in this country in terms of what we think is appropriate housing situations, living conditions, societal conditions for people as they get older? And what I mean by that is the idea that after a certain age, you're probably happier being with people your own age, and that's why it's good to live in some kind of a retirement community or an older adults home situation of some kind, as compared to the idea that maybe it's better to mix generations and not separate people by age. I feel like there are cultural differences and differences in the way other countries handle this. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a statistic out there right now where in the U.S., about 25% of older adults live alone. And so what we know is that it's difficult when you're living alone to feel connected. And then when you are stay-at-home order and all the things with the pandemic, then, you know, that only increases that sense of isolation. But when it comes to living situations, I think you nailed it on the head. There's a real cultural difference between whether that's cultures within our country or cultures, you know, with other countries. And I think you'll see some seniors who live with their extended family, you know, three or four generations under one roof. And that has, you know, its perks. And then, you know, you have seniors who are more comfortable and content living in maybe a 55 and older community. And I think it really boils down to what people choose to do as they move towards that later part of their life. Mm-hmm. But what's nice is that there's so much available. And I think that options are growing.
That's just an interesting query to me. I'm sure there's been lots of research and studies because in some countries, it's just not that common for people to, you know, move to a senior facility of some kind or, you know, Sun City or those kind of cliched concepts. They stay within that multi-generational family setting a lot more commonly in some places.
Yeah, absolutely. And I giggle a little bit because I have my set of grandparents live in Sun City right now and they're perfectly content and happy. But, you know, my grandmother on my dad's side, we were Latina and, you know, she was happy to have her kids move in with her to help her, you know, through that transition at the end of her life. Mm-hmm. And it's just two very different ways of living, but worked beautifully and does work beautifully for both.
Yeah. And, you know, and I completely believe in people's freedom of choice, obviously. And, you know, some folks, you get to a certain age, you just don't want the, you know, the noise and the activity level of kids and it makes you upset or stresses you out. And you need more solitude. You know, if that's your choice, great. But I just wonder sometimes if we, you know, we would avoid some of these issues of isolation and depression and people feeling like they don't have, unfortunately, a purpose after a certain point. If you're part of the family and you have things you're responsible for and people are counting on you, then you have a purpose all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think our seniors who live alone or even in our senior communities have felt that disconnect too, because they would seek that out from their families prior to the pandemic, you know, whether that's once a week or a dinner at, you know, their child's house or the grandkids coming over to visit. And that's really had to stop because of the safety and health concerns. And so, yeah, it's been a really tough time. And I think it's really hit our older generation, probably, I want to venture to say, harder than most of the other populations in our community.
Very good. We've been talking here with our guest from Mentis, Maya Redhorse, and we've learned a little bit about the Healthy Minds, Healthy Aging program and the new intergenerational program to connect teens with older adults. If people want to know more, want to perhaps get involved with one of these programs, how can they get in touch?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, which is mentisnapa.org, and they can view all of the resources that we provide. They can also call our main number with our intake coordinator, Angelina, who's a beautiful, wonderful soul, and that number is 707-255-0966 at extension 132, and she would be happy to connect you with any of the programming that we have available at Mentis.
That is excellent. Maya, thank you for being on Senior Moments. It was a good segment. We learned some things.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
You bet. Take care. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. That'll do it for Senior Moments this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need. You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.